on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, I was talking with Day Day about that Will Levis story. He unequivocally denies that he's ever done anything like that. He's shaking his head. I said, you never did that? No, he said, no, I've never done it.
Carl's a really horny guy, in case you hadn't noticed.
Talking about a sex tape.
I like to quote the great Eric Dickerson from Pony Express.
What'd he say?
If I ain't tell you nothing back then, what the hell makes you think I'm going to tell you something now?
When he was getting all that money. It's Dukes and Bell, man.
Well, do you have a collection at home?
No. I'm willing to bet. Mm-hmm. That if we pose this question to our audience, because you guys are anonymous, we don't know what you look like, you're calling in. Mike, the phone lines would be full. If I said right now, have you ever done a sex date? Right. Whether it was with your wife or your girlfriend, however the circumstances
back
were.
Back in the day.
Whatever. I guarantee phone lines would blow up. Because people, you know.
That was a thing.
I understand that story about Will Levis, because if it gets out and you are a public figure.
That's the
issue.
And the thing is, for those who remember, we're talking about the Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson thing, where they had a guy that worked for Tommy Lee. They literally stole the safe.
That's
and cracked
right.
the safe that had the porno in it. So, you know, that would be, you'd think, I've got a big safe in the garage. I think that's, I'm safe, pardon the pun. And you weren't. But yeah, I mean, that was the thing. For, you know, again, two consenting adults, obviously, but it was a lot of fun in the old days.
No doubt. And I think it still is. Yes. Hey, man.
But now the problem is it's in your phone.
And it gets out.
The digitalization of everything, and there you go.
Once you put it out there. I want to be clear on something, because I said they went out and acquired Kyler Murray. The Murray situation is very similar to ours.
Right, they got cheap.
$1.3 million 1 year. Arizona is paying $35.5 million of his salary.
That's what I was saying. They paid to get rid of him, just like the Dolphins paid to get rid of Tua and hit the reset.
Yeah.
Which, and they might as well, a lot of folks said, they might as well have traded A-Chain, because there's no reason to
have, you know,
just blow it up and start from scratch.
Yeah. Cheetah's gone. Waddle's been traded. You're right. But anyways, we were talking about Kyler Murray and his tutelage to J.J. McCarthy.
And J.J.'s subsequent refusal to agree to any of the things that Kyler Murray said.
It's not happening. Hey, man, coming up, we'll find out what is on Day-Day's mind. It is not sex tapes. But let's talk about the Hawks real quick. Because now what is the to-do list, Mike? Ansi Salehe gets his extension. He's in place. He was promoted, by the way, in 2025 to our general manager position. For those who don't remember, he was the assistant general manager. Just behind the scenes. We really didn't talk about Ansi because Landry Fields was running the show.
Right.
And then when they moved on, they promoted Ansi. And so now he gets this deal where he is going to be president of basketball ops along with this general manager's position. We have picks 8 and 23 in the first round. But the real question is, guys, and this is where it starts. I just want Hawks fans to understand this. Do you keep McCollum and do you pick up the Kuminga extension?
Right. Did Kuminga give you enough? Because, again, we got him here. He was injured. I think we then found out, you were not really feeling him. You were kind of lukewarm.
He was hot and cold. Hot and cold.
You were lukewarm. And then, you know, in the games you won against the Knicks, he gave you the spark. He was like, wow, this guy could be our Vinnie Johnson. You know, now, granted, he can't hit a jump shot to save his life consistently, but he brought energy, right? And he brought that above the rim kind of stuff that a lot of Hawks fans are looking for. But is he worth it? If you ask me right now, would I bring Kuminga back? I'm probably 50-50. You know, I can't tell you one way or the other.
Yeah.
But he did. But he was part of something good in a high-pressure situation when it mattered most.
Yeah, and look, I think if you are Quinn Snyder in the organization, there's two ways to look at this. One, you get a full offseason with him. You get him more acclimated to what you want him to try to attempt to do, and you get control. Even if you want to move him next season, you have the ability to do that by picking up this option. But, Mike, if you do that, you will have – if you bring back McCollum, and I'm not sure even what the number is going to be. I told you, I don't think it'll be 3 years. But if you bring back McCollum and you pick up the $24.2 million option for Kuminga, you're not going to have money to go acquire a big free agent. If Isaiah Hartenstein becomes available, you're not going to be able to go do that.
Right.
So that's why it starts there. Outside of the draft picks, which those are going to happen, guys, I don't think that's not a part of this equation. But I think the real question is, can you go address your big issue? And Mike's brought up Mitchell Robinson, right? Kessler Walker. We've talked about some of these guys. Some of these guys are going to be restricted free agents, which means their teams can match whatever the Hawks are going to attempt to match them or offer them. But unrestricted free agents, guys like Robert Williams or Mitchell Robinson, those are the kind of bigs that, Mike, you want to try to get in on. I just don't know who the target is going to be. But think right. about this. JJ's under lockdown as far as contract. Nikhil, you got him under contract. Dyson, Okongwu, all these guys are under contract.
Yeah, and the reason, just for guys who missed it, we were talking about it last month, about Mitchell Robinson, is because he'd probably be a little bit cheaper. You know, if the Knicks, I don't think the Knicks, if there is, again.
Well, Mikal Bridges' contract kicks in.
Correct. And it could be a topsy-turvy, you know, a lot of teams can take multi-teams to get this Giannis thing. If Giannis is leaving the Bucks, it can take three teams to make it work. But if the Knicks are ever going to bring him to New York, there's going to be some cap casualties. But that's why I just mentioned, because I know he's a butcher on the free throw line, but if you drafted a young kid as a center and you wanted to, you know, maybe have Mitchell Robinson as a stopgap, it's affordable.
Yeah, it is.
For the way our organization looks at things. Yeah, you know, Walker Kessler, I'd be all over that. I mean, we talked about, you know, I mean, I'm not sure what Hartenstein and how Oklahoma City is going to approach his contract. Mm-hmm. He could step in here because whatever you think of him, you know, because he had a slow start in this series, but he's gotten better and he's something we don't have.
No. There's two Williams. One is Robert. The other is Mark. Mark is in Phoenix. These are big guys.
Right.
These are guys that, again, Mark is a restricted free agent. They can match. I don't know if they will. But these are the kind of names that you'll hear. I'm just saying, as we start to say, what are we going to do in this offseason, and what is the to-do list,
right.
It's really about McCollum at what number, and what are you doing with Kuminga? And then once that decision is made, Mike, you then have either more flexibility by not picking up the option because you're saving $24 million, or you're picking it up and you're going to have a lot less. If all these guys are under contract, Corey Crispert, Richache, which he is with his rookie deal. Richache is $13 million, by the way. It's not a lot of money in the NBA, but it's still. And then right. Asa Newell, Mike, you're still talking about we're way under the cap as right. far as the amount of – I think the cap's like going to be 165. We're still going to be at like 140. So there's money
and
there's
a floor you have to get to.
Correct.
Right.
But there's money to maneuver. But I just think it's important for Hawks fans to be like, hey, we can go out and get anybody we want. Not necessarily.
Well, and guys are bringing up, you know, the Jaylen Brown thing. Rick just hit it up on the text line. What about the rumors? Again, it's just fodder. People are throwing teams out there that might be in play.
You're going to give to get, though.
Yes. Now, again, you're gonna have to get rid of. I can't imagine a trade involving Jaylen Brown where you don't give up Jalen Johnson. You know, and then that's the other thing. I think we're still just starting to scratch the surface with Jaylen Johnson. I don't think you want to, you know, I don't read too much into. He wouldn't be the first star in the NBA to get his nose, you know, sort of punched in the playoffs and maybe, you know, didn't respond the way fans want him to. But, you know, I saw it today. I showed Carl. I was laughing. Somebody on a Cleveland website had us taking Donovan Mitchell. And we gave away all our first-round picks, Okongwu and Richache. I'm right. like, what's the value for Richache right now? You know, it just, and I hit the guy back from Cleveland. I said, why would the Cleveland even do this? Makes no sense. You know? But Nurkic from Utah. That's the other one. Did you mention him?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's one. Vucevic, if you want to go older and it would be cheaper, Nikola Vucevic with the Celtics. Remember, I wanted us to get him at the trade deadline.
And they didn't even play him, by the way.
Nope. And our old friend that we've talked about for years and never pulled the trigger on DeAndre Ayton, who's a bit soft, but he's tall.
Yeah. And I don't know what the Lakers' plans are. My guess is they'll probably move on if they can do something else there. And, again, you know, some of this stuff is going to be contingent on what other teams are doing.
Another cheapie, Mo Wagner, but he's coming off an injury from Orlando.
Well, so is the Robert Williams guy that I was talking about. He's a really good defensive player, but he's coming off of injury. And so, you know, you got to weigh that. But none of these guys are going to cost you $100 million.
Right.
Except for Kessler.
That's a big money investment.
He's the only guy that may be a four-year, $120 million guy. But all these other guys, Mike, you talking about Mitchell Robinson, this 3 years, $45 million, 3 years, $39 million.
Hey, and if you really want to do it on the cheap, if he still wants to play another year, it's Brook Lopez. Which everyone people roll their eyes, but you know what you're getting from him.
Yeah, yeah.
As you presumably draft a big. Now, again, we can debate, you know, if you take the kid from Michigan, we'll talk about, we got plenty of time to talk about the NBA draft. But all of a sudden now, the point guard thing versus the center. And by the way, would I trade? Guy hit me up just now. Goes, would you trade? Yes, I would trade for Jaylen Brown. I take Jaylen Brown here in a heartbeat. I don't think they'd ever do that.
Champion, man. Champion.
I just don't think they do that because you don't have the pieces built around him, and we'd just be spinning our wheels. We'd be a good team, but we wouldn't be a championship team.
And that's the issue. I don't want to gut the roster and improve it. So if you're not doing that, here's the thing. What if Ancie Soleil says, look, this is more about development, and we're going to stay the course, and guess what? We're running it back. We're going to add a piece or two, but, Mike, everybody you saw last year is coming back. Another year of Kuminga. You said it. Another year of JJ, right? Nikhil will be better. That's part of maybe the philosophy here without gutting your roster.
Well, what do you – I mean, do you think McCollum can give us two serviceable years?
Ooh.
You know?
With manageable minutes, yes.
And now, but you've got to get the right point guard because, again, if you get the right point guard who can step up, step in – you know, and not just be, you know, 18 minutes a game. You know, you really, where you get a guy who's going to learn on the job quickly, That just doesn't seem to happen. Now, there are some upperclassmen, but there are some guys in this draft that have more than 1 year, Carl, in the college game.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, man. Hawks make that move yesterday and give Ansi the extension. And now I think, again, the real work begins. Your thoughts are welcome. Hey, don't forget, Day Day tonight has Prep Sports Nation.